EU Budget Commissioner Dalia Grybauskaitė declared victory in Lithuania's presidential poll after official results showed she overwhelmingly defeated five other candidates by winning two-thirds of the ballots. Election officials also said voter turnout was about 51%, just enough to avoid a second round. Grybauskaitė, a 53-year-old tough-talking former finance minister, decided to run for president as an independent candidate as public anger about the Baltic nation's economic situation erupted into a riot outside parliament in January. There has also been widespread frustration over allegations that several political leaders benefited from corruption. Grybauskaitė claimed she was chosen as the country's first female president because many struggling Lithuanians no longer trust mainstream politicians.
I think that political elite devaluated themselves and people do not trust in local politics anymore. And my own experience and my results in Korea showed people that I can be trustable.
Yet Grybauskaitė, who holds a black belt in karate, now faces a political fight to help improve the economy, which is forecast to shrink by nearly 16% this year. Unemployment in March stood at more than 15%, a dramatic jump from just more than 4% a year earlier. Grybauskaitė said she wants to help formulate a policy to stabilize public finances, stimulate exports, absorb EU aid faster, and provide tax breaks for small and medium-sized businesses. She has criticized Lithuania's Social Democrats, who lost office in elections last year, for allegedly failing to take advantage of an economic boom and failing to prepare for a recession. The ruling Conservatives say they are supporting Grybauskaitė's efforts. She has given broad approval to the Conservatives' austerity measures, but also warned them she will keep a critical eye on the government, which the president can dismiss. Another crucial role of Lithuania's president will be to steer foreign policy at a time of tense relations with Russia. Grybauskaitė has already said she seeks to soften the strong language, often directed towards Moscow. Stefan Bos, for VOA News, Budapest.